It's time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
Narda Labyrinth is the solo project of Cameron Willicott. You will know him from his work in Te Huhu and as BFM Drive host, Big Hungry. He joins us in studio now. Can you talk, which microphone do you want to talk to?
Yeah, I'm weird. Minimize. Yeah, we'll get there with that.
Well, why don't we start with the track and then we'll have a bit of a yarn.
Sounds like a deal.
Classic BFM probably needs any electricians out there sort a dodgy earth. Feel free to pop up. We'll probably say your name a few times.
No, I blame that directly on my speakers.
Oh, hold on.
that's all to blame for my speakers and my microphones getting together a bit close there.
I see. Do you want to do a quick rejig? Shall we move the microphone over it or the speaker closer to me or facing me?
Yeah, I think we'll just turn these a little bit facing you a little bit more.
Okie doke. Yep. One moment, guys. Some very nice speakers they are. Just take your time, sorry. Cam. This is 95 BFM, live on drive. Live on drive, what am I saying? Bloody hell. This is a shit show. Led by yours truly. Zach fucking Arnold fucking hell. This is live and direct here on Freak the Sheep. Thank you. Right.
Much feedback that time. You
did good. All right, let's pass the microphone this way. This is Live and Direct here on 95 BFM Freak the Sheep. Joining us is Nada Labyrinth. Cam, Big Hungry.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm sorry, I'm so sweaty. I'm really nervous.
Oh, well, I guess you're nervous because this project is quite new, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I guess so. I just play in my lounge quite a lot and have my own little private parties all the time. And I've just got heaps of cool gadgets that keep me occupied. So.
But now here we are.
Yeah. It's like assemble your crew.
Well, let's talk about the crew that you've brought in then.
Yes.
We don't have to go through every single...
No time.
Every single Moog pedal, although... I'm very jealous that there's one or two there. Tell us what you're using. What's the core components of your?
I have a Critter and Guitari organelle, which is like it's a PD instrument, so it works on pure data, however you say it, which is like a computer essentially, and you can program it to do anything. I mean, at the moment, I'm using it as a granular sampler, but it can be a vocoder or just a sampler or a drum machine or just anything really. Like people that. Literally uploading new patches for it, so, and so that's my core processor at the moment. And the rest is, you know, I've just got all my modulations and stuff, like echoes and crap. Omnicord, just a nice classic, and the guitar, which has just failed me actually.
Well, can we talk about this guitar though? It's not any old Fender Stratocaster.
It was a Squire. It was actually my first electric guitar, the neck, but I got the box and chucked it on. It's got a fuzz in it as well.
So it's kind of like a cigar box.
Yeah, it is a cigar box guitar, but it's a six string. So, it's a Tele setup, but I've got a plans to put a Tele neck on it just to make it legitimate. You know?
And so you mentioned that, you know, a party of one.
Yeah.
but how did you come to this point?
I don't know, man. I definitely have a fascination with sound. And the manipulation of that. The party for one biz, I guess, what makes it a bit more approachable is if you have a beat underneath it. I normally would just do like soundscape stuff, but if you've got that rock of a beat behind it, it really gives you somewhere to cling on to, you know, and then the sound can battle around that.
Mm.
Yeah, so I normally have a beat. I've got a bunch of vintage drum machines and stuff I sample.
Before we go any further, which amplifier is making that noise? Is it the Janssen or is it the...
No. Hey, look. Hey, don't do that to the Janssen. No, they both are.
Okay. Yeah. Same circuit. I mean, I've been to your house to borrow some equipment. You've got quite a collection.
Yeah.
And I see, you know, that's getting a bit defensive about the Janssen. your hallway is filled with them.
Yeah.
Where did this desire to collect instruments and apply them.
Oh shit, I don't know, man. Just I can't answer that. I don't know. If I knew, I'd probably stop.
How's I'm assuming you're a pretty hard trade me user.
Yeah. Although I'm curbing that fashion. I'm trying to put more out the door than in.
Yeah. Very cool.
Normally, what I want isn't in the country. You know, I'm like watch a lot of YouTube videos on stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'm very guilty. At the moment, I'm pining for a PVT-60, which is an
amp?
Not an amp, but a type of guitar they used to make.
Okay.
And the amount of boring videos I've watched of these guys in America.
Shredding?
Yeah. Dreaming of the day.
Nice.
But let's talk about, if you can't remember how you got into collecting equipment... let's talk about how you got into experimental music, because there must have been a turning point, right? You don't just dive into Sun Ra.
No, that's true. That's funny you mentioned that. I bought a Sun Ra record a long time ago, and I still can't get my head around it, and I just keep it. It's almost in its like brand new sleeve. I just can't even listen to it. I don't know what's going on. But I'm sure that's what it sounds like when people listen to me, so... I get maybe, I mean, he seemed like he was having a good time, you know?
Party for one.
I don't know. Yeah, just I just like combinations of stuff. There's so many combinations you can make, you know, and directions you can do stuff with just placement of pedals. It's or whatever, you know. Yeah.
The chain, the perfect chain.
Yeah. Just chasing that that combo, you know, in the right direction.
What kind of sounds are you going for with Night of the Labyrinth?
Generally quite deep, very hypnotic. Try to keep it as rich as possible harmonically, you know. That's why I like using amplifiers, because it gives you that separation in the room, gives you that distance, rather than going like DI tonight, you know.
Mm.
But we got that feedback, so.
If it's always rock there, it's never there. what was the, actually, I didn't even ask, what was the name of the track we just heard with the Omnichord?
I don't really name my songs. I actually just make them up right before I check it on the internet.
So. Yeah.
No real, it was just an F and a C minor together. And slow rock or the Omnichord setting.
Oh, what are the other options?
Shit, we got rock. Two options of rock. Hip hop hadn't been created yet.
Yeah.
We've got waltz, Latin, foxtrot, and swing. I think Latin you get an extra cabasa sound, which is a bonus. But it's all analog beats from the old beats, which is great.
Mm.
Yeah.
How did you come across those? Because they're quite hard to find.
I actually just messaged the guy in Tokoroa. I was like, he had it listed on Trade Me. And I was like, oh, would you take $50? He said, yeah. And just chucked a buy now up there. I feel it is what it is, man.
Cam, I booked you for New Zealand Psych Fest next week, next Sunday.
Right.
You'll be performing at the Golden Dawn.
I've stepped into MIDI now. I've chucked all my instruments, anything that's got MIDI, and I have them running off a sequencer, and it's very random because a lot of stuff is early MIDI. And it just takes messages, you know, like specific to sequencer. It does certain things to it. So I'll be running like a sequence MIDI setup. This is like where I kind of started. But yeah, I'll probably be running like a MIDI setup, MIDI hardware, no computers. I don't like Apple computer on stage.
No, people will be listening going, what the hell did he just say?
Like, oh, MIDI, been around for years. Google it.
But I mean, you say it with such conviction. You've definitely got your head around this kind of stuff.
Not only so much that I see the pin and there's that many need to go inside and there's that many need to go outside. I don't really know. Like, I'm not I can't use MIDI and computer. I'm not that clued up in that realm.
Mm.
But I know that MIDIs is just zeros and ones and messages get flown down a cable and good things happen.
How did you get into, like, so did you start on guitar, I'm assuming? Kind of your bass instrument?
Right after I stopped playing rugby, I started playing music.
Oh, here we go.
It was a beautiful thing.
What team were you in?
I played for Silverdale. I played a bit in North Harbour actually as well.
Really?
Yeah, could have gone all the way if it wasn't for music and other stuff.
And then it was through collecting, I'm assuming, pedals that you got your head around things like MIDI and sequences and
Totally. I studied audio engineering as well, SAE, which helped me a lot. But
that'll do it.
But I definitely was into sound before that and had heaps of pedals and synths and stuff. Yeah, it's a fun thing. It's like it's an investment as well, you know, because you can flick most of them on if you choose to, you know, but. It's hard. It's a hard choice. Struggle.
That's the hallway full of Jansons.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, Cam, Night of Labyrinth, what are we going to hear next? Does this one have a name?
Nah, not at all. Not at all. I've just created a few beats on my old loop pedal like I used to and just thought I'd rattle over. Yeah, no name for this one. Just low and slow, really.
Let's give it a listen. We'll just move this microphone.
No, of course.
Take it away.
Thank you. Could have gone on for a while, but we just...
You got one more can?
No, not really.
Fair call, ladies and gentlemen, Nard Labyrinth.
If I didn't jump that first one,
perhaps. All good, mate. Catch him perform live Sunday the 2nd of April at the Golden Dawn, along with Motta as part of NZ Psychfest.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ Music.
Hello!